President Cyril Ramaphosa returned to Parliament on Thursday afternoon to answer questions from MPs. His last Q&A in Parliament was at the end of August, but MPs were not happy with Ramaphosa's replies, particularly on the Palapala saga. On Thursday afternoon, Ramaphosa said there was no money laundering at his game farm while explaining where the foreign currency came from.
I have said and admitted that there was a theft at the farm, and I reported that to a general of the South African police, who later informed me that he's also reported it to another general of the South African police. That matter, obviously, is under processing within the police service. They are dealing with it. I deny that there was any form of money laundering. I have said, and I've said it more publicly, that it was proceeds of sale of game.
Order, honorable members. Will you please listen? Proceed, Mr. President.
I have been a cattle farmer and a game farmer for a number of years, a matter that I have disclosed in my disclosures here in Parliament, as well as to the Secretary of the Cabinet. And that is an activity that sometimes results in the sale of cattle, as well as the sale of animals such as buffalo, sable, roan, and what have you. And that is a matter that takes place from time to time, and even recently, we've been able to conclude, my managers have concluded, a process where a parcel of buffalo was also sold. So that, in my view, is not money laundering. It is a process that goes on.
He reiterated his usual stance on the matter of allowing due process to unfold.
As regards to accounting to Parliament, I have said that I'm willing, prepared, and able to subject myself to all manner of investigations, as well as inquiries, as well as processes that are unfolding here in Parliament. There is now a Section 81 process, which 89 rather, meant to say 89, process which I have clearly and openly said I will cooperate in, and I will cooperate to the fullest of my ability. This matter has been subjected to a number of investigations by a number of authorities. The other time I counted, there were up to 7 or 8 authorities that are looking into this. And I have said very openly that I'm willing to subject myself to that process, and that process is now underway. And my accountability to Parliament will obviously fully culminate in the structure of the Section 89 committee that you, as members of the National Assembly, have set up, and that is where my full cooperation will also be displayed.
DA leader John Steenhuisen asked the president why there was no case number, as the incident had been reported. The president seemed to be in the dark too.
I reported it as one would report. And when you report to a police general, you expect that processes will unfold in the way that they should. And in the end, the police general will be able to answer that question. Soon after it happened, I was informed that theft had been committed, and my manager informed me, and I immediately, whilst we were traveling in Addis Ababa, informed General Ruode. Now, when things such as these happen, Yes, I am informed because I'm an interested party. I have declared, as I said, my farming activities, great passion for cattle farming and so on, that I have declared the agricultural aspects or activities that I'm involved in. So that has been declared firstly here in Parliament and thereafter when I became president, also to the secretary of the cabinet. Now I must say that initially the intention was to set up a blind trust, but I did then say I do not intend to be in any other form of business other than the agricultural sector, which I have declared. So that is why in the end, no such trust was formed. Do I sell and buy merchandise? No. But, does the entity buy and sell cattle and animals? Yes. That is what, it does. And why does it do so? Because they multiply and you either have to cull them or whatever.
Reporting for Times Live, I am Bulelani Nonyokela.